Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the morning show. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera today. John Ritchie, Ree Hughes, Devin Caney. And now we're joined in person here by Ruben Amaro Jr. Ruben, fresh back from the winter meetings. How was Dallas, Ruben?
Dallas was pretty cool. It's been a long time since I've been there. I don't want to say 10 years, 12 years since I've been part of the winter meetings. And it was really nice to see a lot of people, baseball people, floating around. It also reminded me of why I did not like going to the winter meetings.
Oh.
What
was the worst?
There are agents everywhere.
Yeah.
There's just too many bodies. There's people handing out resumes like they're
That's
going out of style.
You didn't bring us back any players, Ruben.
No.
Mr. Romano. Yes. That's it.
We brought him.
Okay. What else?
It's not enough. What did we get with him?
It's not enough.
It doesn't seem like we know what we got yet, right?
Well, I mean, obviously the health is an issue, but this is a guy who's got some guts. I like him at the back end when he's pitching well. I mean, you know, before he got hurt, his previous two or three years, he was really good. I like the makeup. I like the guy. I hope he's healthy. They needed back end help. There's no question about it after losing Estevez and right now Hoffman. I'm not sure if they're going to bring either one of those guys back, but. Yeah, they need to do more, I think. I think they need to improve. I think they're working on it. There's no question about that. I will tell you that having talked to all the people that I know in the organization and people outside the organization, they are burning it hard to try to get something done.
And if you want to get on the Phillies, 215-592-9494 is how you do so. But, Ruben, you look forward here. They signed Jordan Romano the other day, as you mentioned. What is the next priority, do you think, for the Phillies? Is it improving this offense, adding more pitching? What would it be in your mind?
So, first and foremost, it's Romano, because I was corrected on set by Rob Thompson.
My apologies.
It's Jordan Romano. That's how they say it up there north of the border.
Okay. I have no idea.
Romano.
Anyway, you have to do these things when you're
announcing games.
That's important.
So I think that there's no question in my mind that I think they have to do a little bit of change in the dynamic of the offense. I'd love to see a guy with better contact, somebody in left field or center field that can add to their offense, not just being a dangerous hitter, but a good hitter, someone who can turn that lineup over, make it deeper. So far, guys like Brandon Marsh and Bryson Stott have not moved forward. I did find out some really interesting information about Bryson Stott, about his elbow and the fact that he basically played injured all year long, which is one of the reasons why he struggled to get to the fastball consistently last year.
Wow.
And it makes a lot of sense. And because I thought he was really going to advance, but he had some real issues with his elbow pretty much all year long. They didn't really talk about it
Did he need surgery?
He did not need surgery, which is a good thing. But apparently his lead elbow, every time he extended it, I mean, he was in a lot of pain pretty much all year long and played with it.
That's his right?
His right elbow from the left side. Every time he extended it, apparently it really was painful for him. Never complained about it, never talked about it. But it also kind of struck me because he struggled to get to the fastball last year. And it was one of the things that he did, I think, in 23 that he did extremely well. He made the adjustment of getting on top of that fastball and using his top hand. He talked about it a lot, but he just could not do that very well in 24. And it stands to reason that he really struggled with it. And I'd love to see this guy move forward. He's really, really important for this team because he lengthens the lineup out. If he can actually swing the bat the way I think that he can, I think he'd be a great leadoff candidate, which may push Schwarber back into the lineup a little bit, which some people think would be great, some don't.
Do you think they'll be more open to that idea, the moving Schwarber out because of the, I guess, just to put it bluntly, lack of winning, lack of ultimate success with him in the leadoff?
Yeah, I do. And I do think Rob Thompson's open to it, but you have to have somebody in there who can do it. Mm-hmm. Now, I think Stott can because he's a pretty good two-strike hitter. He can work counts when he's right, But obviously, based on what he did last year, it was a tough year for him. It's hard to take that leap of faith. That said, had he had the same progression I think he had from 22 to 23, in 23 to 24, then it would have been probably a little easier to take that leap. But I think that based on that information about that, I think he will, and it's certainly a possibility. I don't like Turner in the first hole just because I like the protection that he gets from Harper in the two hole, and I think he's just more of a slasher and a swinger than he is a guy who's going to see pitches and do the things that a guy like Stott or Schwarber will do.
And Ruben, how much do you think that with Stott really hurt the lineup? Because you look at this lineup, they're susceptible, as we saw in the playoffs, to strikeouts, a lot of swing and miss. How much did that hurt for Bryson Stott, a guy you're really relying on to make contact and put the ball in play?
Well, certainly he was sort of in protection mode for Castellanos, who had gotten hot. And if he's not doing his job and Castellanos is... and they're pitching around him or whatever the case may be. I mean, it's really about the length and breadth of your lineup and having people who put the ball in play consistently. And Stotts can be one of those guys. He just struggled to do that as consistently last year because of the injury, I think.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. So you want to get on the Phillies, the offseason, nothing for the Phillies really as of yet. Jordan Romano. Jordan Romano, the Philly signing so far. We'll see what else happens as the offseason moves forward. And if you want to get on the Eagles, the faith you have that this team is going to show up on Sunday, obviously a tumultuous week. We'll get Ruben's thoughts on all of that going on with the Birds. Should they throw the ball more this week? And our side topic today, for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see comedian Jim Gaffigan, the Barely Alive Tour, tonight, Friday, December 13th at the Met Philadelphia. Tickets on sale, Ticketmaster.com. Things you think about when you think about Pennsylvania, you're welcome to get in on that as well. 215-592-9494. Tom Kelly in for Joe DeCamera. This is the morning show, Sports Radio 94. WIP.
This time of year, always extremely busy, parties, plan errands to run, dinners to prepare. You barely have a second to yourself. So the last thing you want to have to worry about are clogged drains, leaky pipes, power outages, or the hot water not working. But don't worry, you can trust the experts at Horizon Services to handle any plumbing or electrical problems you might face this season. Right now, Horizon Services is offering up to $400 off any water heater installation and $50 off any plumbing or electrical repairs. With Horizon, you always know the job's going to be done right the first time, and that should definitely bring you some holiday cheer. Horizon available 24/7. So click or call day or night, and don't worry about an emergency ruining your holiday plans. To schedule a visit, just go to horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Horizon Services. Help is on the way.
You've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ POS and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses across the country. We've seen their operation. We did our show from their headquarters, and the people and the technology, it's just so impressive. If you're thinking of cutting your old point of sale, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer every mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll build a custom solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Brought to you by Nass Cancellari, Eagle Steelers Sunday, 425 The Link. A.J. Brown, of course, highlighting the Eagles' passing issues this past week, albeit, of course, during their nine-game win streak. Per ESPN, Eagles averaged the fewest pass attempts in the NFL at 25.2. Only one team since 2000 has made the Super Bowl, averaging fewer than 26 pass attempts, and that would be the 2005 Steelers. Scott Laughton beat the Red Wings 4-1. Kidding, but not really, as Lorton scored all four of their goals, and he entered the game with just three goals this season. Diagnosed with mesothelioma? Call your local asbestos attorneys at Nass Cancellari, 215-546-8200, or visit nasscancellari.com. Weather brought to you by MHS Lift. Mix of clouds and sun, high 36. It's currently 28. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, or any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94WIP.
WIP Morning Show, Tom Kelly in for Joe Camera today. John Ritchie, Rick Hughes, Devin Caney, Ruben Amaro Jr. all with you from the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Atlantic City. Just heard Rhea in the update there. Scott Laughton, four goals last night for the Flyers?
He had three all season heading into the game.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty. Last night, Flyer with four goals, John Clare.
There you go. Wow.
That's how long ago. It's
one of them was his 100th goal, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you...
He's 102 now, yeah.
John Clare? Going back 20-plus years,
John,
I guess, for John Clare, yeah.
Wow.
Early
2000s?
Yeah, I thought by accident at some point.
pretty good hockey.
That was before Ruben was the general manager of the Flyers. That's a real long time ago. Man, but a lot on the table today. Big segment coming up. Got Elliott Shore Parks coming up at 7:30. 7:45, no Beat the Hammer today, but a pop culture trivia contest between myself and John Ritchie. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. Well, it's a no Joe day, so as is tradition, we don't do Beat
better
the Hammer,
than a snow
but we
day.
Do like do a little... Better than his note, we like to do a little pop culture test for you guys, and this time we're keeping it in-house. We're doing Tom Kelly versus John Ritchie, who knows pop culture better. I made questions easy. Don't worry.
You guys got this. I feel pretty good about my chances.
Oh, wow.
I'm not that
I like that.
Scott like
talk.
Young kids. Like,
he doesn't look like, very confident right
John
now.
Should be fine. He's got, like, young kids.
He's got a People magazine background.
They should have...
I
thought that was Joe, not John.
I have an Us subscription.
Wow.
My bad. I was close.
I've done a poor job during football season, especially, of keeping up with my Us's.
Okay.
I have a stack of Us's that are unread.
Wow. So you didn't
And
even,
now I'm regretting that.
Yeah,
because here we
this.
Are on the eve of
studied.
Pop culture Beat the Hammer. I should have done myself a favor and actually perused them at some point.
Yeah, you should have.
Well, TK, I know, is a Swiftie, so he'll be good. He's covered.
Well, I figure you probably have a lot of Taylor Swift questions in there.
I thought you didn't like music, Tom. Am I wrong about that?
I like Taylor Swift, James.
So that's the only music
she's
you
one
like.
Of my favorites.
Is that the only music you listen to?
I mean, relatable. If anyone saw my Spotify Wrapped, it was pretty much the same.
Okay.
Taylor Swift and nothing else.
There you go. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Obviously, talking a lot about the Eagles today. Do you have faith that they are going to show up in this game on Sunday? It's a big one. I mean, from a standings perspective, of course, but all the stuff that happened this week, you know, critical that they come out and play well. And really the question is, do you have faith that they will? And I have faith that the team as a whole will show up. I don't have faith that Jalen is going to play the kind of game he needs to play on Sunday. I just don't have faith.
Because you saw him have a bad game last Sunday?
Because we've seen him.
You think that means he'll continue down that path?
We've seen him throw the football all year. That's why.
I think we've seen him struggle throwing the football year. I think we saw him struggle throwing the ball last week, and now we're readjusting.
John, he had 108 yards last week, 118 the week before. He hasn't thrown 200
because
since.
We run the ball an awful lot. You don't accrue big passing numbers when you have a balanced offense and you don't need that big pass.
I have to question his you know, his ability to do this, but I do have faith in him that he makes the adjustments that are necessary to get it done. That's where my faith is.
And like,
I'm positive this week meant that.
Saquon's great, but when you look at the offense as a whole, like, do you not think they're running the ball more because they have a lack of trust in Jalen to a degree?
I think that the defense dictates in many cases whether they run or whether they pass. That's a big part of all of this. That's the defense is what tells you what happens. I mean, you take the path of least resistance. That's our offense. And so I do think we are getting a little too hyper-focused on whether they run or pass like it's their choice. Jalen has told us repeatedly. Well, even this last week after the game, he told us it wasn't his decision whether it was a run or a pass. And that is something that we need to remember here.
Yeah.
It's an option offense if it's an RPO play.
And hey, I mean, sometimes the defense will dictate what you do offensively, but it's going to be a game where I think Jalen's going to need to throw the ball more. He's just going
to
need
to
win this game.
Have more success in the passing game, just in general, for us to feel better about it, I guess. I believe that when those players are open, he'll hit them. I think that it's going to look good. I think it's going to be reminding us how talented AJ and Devontae are on the outside when they get single covered, because that's what we're going to look for this week. This is a team, a Steelers team, who they will put guys on islands. They will say, okay, we're going to ask you to hold up in single man coverage, and it's going to be Jalen's job and Devontae's job and AJ's job to find those matchups and take advantage
of. Jalen has to
one-on-one, drop it in. He's going to. I expect it. And this will be moot point when it's all said and done after the game.
Well, he better, because after the game, I mean, if he doesn't, I don't think A.J. Brown and a lot of the other guys are going to be all that happy if the passing game doesn't get corrected.
I see this as like a, if you don't use it, you'll lose it type of a situation. And, you know, we've been, you know, trying to get the Eagles to run the football. Now they're running the football. Now we're pissed off that they're not running the football. I just feel like it's an adjustment that's going to have to be made. And they haven't been throwing. And I think that's one of the reasons why he's not as confident. Jalen is not as confident throwing the ball downfield as he typically would be.
We'll get to the phones in a second here. But I wanted to get more into that with you, Ruben, because you look at a guy like A.J. Brown. Say you have a star player who isn't getting featured the way he wants to, or doesn't feel involved to the degree that he feels he should be involved. How do you kind of handle that as somebody in a front office or on a coaching staff?
I think the coaches have to handle themselves. I think it's something that's internal, and I think you just have to bring them together, just like in any other conflict. If you're not happy about things, and just bring them together to have a chat and discuss it. And I think that is one of the things that Sirianni does pretty well. It seems like they've slowed that whole thing down. They've tried to make it not a thing, and I think that's the most important part. But listen, you know, wide receivers, like really good ones, they're all divas. I mean, this is something you have to sort of expect. Well, this is something that you sort of have to expect, and you just work around it. And I think Jalen's got the great outlook on this, because the bottom line is this: he's the leader of this team and has to be. And it's all about the wins. It's all about the W's. At the end of the day, yes, you want to make your teammates happy. But it's about W's, and that's what he's getting done.
And AJ is barely a diva.
Yeah.
Barely a diva for a wide receiver. I played with Terrell. Terrell was unbelievable. We know that Terrell had a hard time reining it in when he got emotional. Mm-hmm. There are many instances. Look at Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson is flamboyant.
Look at Debo Samuel.
If he doesn't get the ball thrown his way, of
Debo
course.
Samuel looks like an Indian in her updates.
Debo's
you know?
Creating problems
and
for the 49ers and then dropping balls.
Yeah, I don't find AJ to be a diva. I find him to be pointing something out that they need to fix.
I think AJ would be just as happy if DeVonta Smith had over 100 receiving yards on Sunday.
I agree.
I think
he genuinely
wants the passing game to get going. I know that
I
there is always ego involved.
He also wants success. I believe they both.
I think we're trying to make, not where, but a lot of fans and media try to paint AJ as this TO level diva, and
I don't think he's like that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I think he cares about winning.
Yeah, and I think AJ, I mean, so far this year, I mean, it took until week 13. He's not accustomed to this lower level of production. I think he's done a good job of biting his tongue to this point this year, and honestly, I don't think the things that he said on Sunday were that egregious.
And my feeling on this is that if you have great players, then those are the players that should be involved. I mean, he should probably be more involved in the passing game. And, I mean, this is one of the best players in all of the NFL, and we should be utilizing them probably a little bit more, maybe a little bit more balanced. You'll probably see this week.
Agreed. Let's go to David in Drexel Hill. What's up, David?
Hey, I hate to say this, but you guys are being hoodwinked. AJ and Jalen are best friends. What do best friends do when they're working on a job? They don't want y'all to know we're best friends, but we all know it. So what do? They cause a little controversy so we can never say favoritism. Because let me ask Rhea this question, because she kept saying about the open
You're thinking.
Play.
You're thinking way too hard.
No, let me say this, Rhea. Why come AJ and Jalen set a record together if it's a problem throwing to
what?
Them? They set the record. Remember AJ scored, 125, 130 yards straight game. I can't remember if it was six or eight.
And six games last year. Is that
NFL
what you're talking about?
Yeah. Record. An NFL record they set.
What does that have to do with him not throwing in the ball when he was wide open last week?
Because I watched Patrick Mahomes and everybody do it.
I'm not talking. Okay, let me explain something to you. We are not talking about Patrick Mahomes. Okay? We are talking about Jalen Hurts.
We're talking about somebody missing a wide open player, and I'm saying everybody in the
several
NFL
times
does,
not pulling the trigger, not missing him, not throwing it to him. That's the point.
Let
David.
Me ask you this:
David's point is Patrick Mahomes does that.
We're not talking about Patrick Mahomes.
But you're talking about our quarterback like he's bad.
No,
because
I never said that he was bad. I said
receivers.
John, we all watch that game. He was not pulling the trigger.
And that happens.
I'm watching quarterbacks throw the ball at people's feet and they wide open, nobody on them. And they throw the ball short.
Yep.
Let me ask you this real fast, Rhea, because I love you. I've been following you for a long time. Do you think that, remember when everybody was only screaming, all Jalen do is throw the ball to AJ. He got to start throwing to other people. He got to throw in the middle or we can't win. He's only throwing to AJ.
Yeah.
Then it was no problem.
Sure.
Everybody was talking. He's going to throw the ball to him with no problem. And let me ask y'all this last question. With Saquon Barkley, when they decide, because Ruben is there.
TK, am I like losing my mind here?
No, you're not.
Okay.
David, what do you think about when you think about Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania is the greatest thing that ever happened here. The Declaration of Independence.
Declaration of Independence. There you go. Appreciate the call, David.
That's
a hard one to beat.
It is a hard one to beat.
Dropped
a
banger.
Massive answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
That is a massive answer. But what the point I think David is missing.
He's not missing AJ Brown. He's not throwing it.
Right.
He had four targets last week.
And this has been a consistent problem this year. I mean, you look at that Baltimore game. AJ had five catches for 66
yards. It's not a problem so much when they're winning and they've won nine in a row, is it?
They've won. No, they've won the games, but if they don't get AJ Brown more involved.
They've won the games, and I think AJ will be more involved. If AJ's more involved this week, will you be okay with this and will you stop being worried about our passing offense?
Yeah, once Jalen Hurts starts passing the ball better, I'll stop being worried about the passing offense.
Good, because I think it's about to happen. So
I hope it does.
I I look forward to
that. But, John, like, do you think the passing offense has been good enough this year?
When we throw it, yes. When we hand the ball off, and when we're running the ball, the running game has been unbelievable. It's been the best in the NFL.
It has been.
The passing game, the numbers for our passing game are horrendous. The numbers for our passing game, if you want to look at 100 yards a game, like, no, that's not productive. But we don't need it to be productive. If we lose a game because we can't throw the ball, then I'll start to get worried. If we lose a game because Jalen can't complete a pass because he's worm burning it out to AJ every time, then I'll start to get worried. When they're still looking good when they connect, when they are open, when the defense dictates, when he sees AJ, and they will work through all of those snafus that we saw during the game. Every time he didn't throw that was reinforced hundreds of times this week with film and out on the practice field and in walkthroughs. I don't expect to see that much this week.
Well, I hope so, because they're going to need to throw it better. A.J. Brown, I think, to keep him engaged, you're going to need more production. Now, to help us break this all down, we bring on 94 WIP Eagles reporter Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, what's going on, man?
What up? How you guys doing this morning?
Doing great, Elliot.
Good, Elliot. Well, obviously talking a lot about the Eagles Steelers, and you know, just to start here, how big a game do you think this is? Obviously, a lot of stuff this week. AJ's comments after the game, Brandon Graham on WIP Monday night. Everybody kind of diffused the situation Wednesday. But when we look ahead to this game, how important do you think this is for the Eagles?
Yeah, I think it's a must-win game. I think they have to go out on Sunday and win this game just because of everything off the field going on with this. If this whole controversy this week didn't happen, I wouldn't feel this way. You can go, you know, obviously with the Lions playing the Bills, this could be a big week to boost your chance at the one seed. But I just think if they go out on Sunday and the offense struggles, they don't pass the ball well, it's 7-3 Steelers at halftime and they're running off that field. We all know how ugly it is going to be, both from the fans and, let's be honest, like, maybe even in that locker room if the passing game is once again struggling. So I think it is a must-win game. If they pass the ball well, they'll absolutely win this game, no question in my mind. So I think it's a game where you have to go out and win it.
How worried are you about passing the ball well, Elliot? How worried are you that this team can get it together in time for the Steelers?
So I haven't been as worried about everybody else in the passing game. Even, like, before all this controversy happened and I rewatched the game last week, Jalen didn't play great, no question about it. But, like, I think the overall this season, he's done a better job passing the ball than he's given credit for. Now, the issue is they're not playing like the Giants this weekend. They are playing a very good defense in Pittsburgh. So even with all of this not going on, there's a shot they could have gone out this weekend and struggled to move the ball. The Steelers have an awesome defensive line, which, of course, impacts the passing game. Their secondary is only okay. So if the Eagles give Hurts time, I think he should still be able to move the ball through the air. So I think they'll be good enough passing the ball, but, like, the opponent also has to be taken into consideration here.
And what about Russ Wilson? I mean, we have had no ability to beat this quarterback, whether he's playing for the Steelers or anyone else, for the foreseeable past. I've never seen the Eagles beat Russell Wilson. What is he that good? Has he rediscovered something? What's going on with him looking like the old Russ again?
So he's definitely playing really well for Pittsburgh. 6-1 as a starter. I think he only has 3 turnover-worthy plays this year and close to 300 dropbacks. So he's taking care of the ball. Obviously, I think with that defense, you know, they needed a quarterback that would just take the thing, honestly, similar to Jalen a little bit, like, just make big plays when they're there, but outside of that, take care of the ball. So he's definitely been effective for him. Now, the good news for the Eagles is it looks like George Pickens is not going to play. And if he's not going to play, that is, like, a massive blow to their skill players. They really don't have any great or even, frankly, like, interesting receivers outside of George Pickens. So that's a big blow to that unit. They're 29th in the league this year running the ball. So they're not a team that can run on, that can lean on the run when they need to. So the loss of Pickens is a big one. So I agree with you. Like, Russell Wilson is playing good this year. But I think this game is on the Eagles' defense to go out and win it, because that Steelers offense is, like, very much there for the taking.
Elliot, obviously, the Eagles have become a running team. Like, that's their identity. They give the ball to Saquon. But with all the stuff that has gone on this week, AJ's comments, the passing game questions, do you think the Eagles need to make a concerted effort to throw the ball more, especially early, and especially getting the ball to AJ Brown? Do you think that should be a major priority heading into Sunday?
Look, I don't think it would hurt if in the first drive or two, AJ got a catch just to kind of maybe ease tension around the stadium, get him going. But no, I've never thought that the issue here was AJ wasn't getting the ball enough. Because from my time being around AJ, I don't think that's the problem. Would he like the ball more? Yes, of course. But so would Devontae Smith. So would Dallas Goedert. So would Jahan Dotson. Like, all of them want the ball more. AJ's issue, in my opinion, has always been when they pass the ball and when the ball is supposed to go his way. Why isn't that happening? Last week, he could have had two touchdowns against the Panthers, right? So I don't think they need to change their game plan. I don't think they need to make sure AJ gets 100 yards this week so he's happy. I just think when they throw it, they need to operate at a higher level. And I think that's really all AJ is talking about.
And I have faith that it'll look better. I saw Jalen Carter was on the injured list with a shoulder this week, and that was terrifying to me. What's going on with him and any of the other guys that were banged up? How are we looking?
Well, I'm happy to be the one to get to calm you down, John, with this one, because he's good. He'll play. He was a full participant in practice yesterday, and they should have all their starters out there for Sunday. So they'll be healthy. Sidney Brown would be the one that I would keep an eye on heading into this weekend, but outside of that, they should be pretty much full strength against the Steelers.
That's wonderful. And what about our kicker situation? Is he full strength, or how's his mindset?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Jake Elliott situation one is almost one where I understand talking about it. I understand, like, ultimately, there's really nothing they can do. They just have to put him out there and hope he makes the kick. Like, they're not going to cut him. They're not going to bring in somebody else for competition. He's their guy. And so they just have to hope he makes the kick. Now, an interesting dynamic.
Why aren't they going to – you say that with relative certainty? Like, they're not going to bring anyone in to compete if it's during the season?
No.
Why do you say that with such certainty?
Because I think they've, A, invested a ton of money into Jake Elliott for a kicker, right? Like, his contract is pretty high up there for a kicker. I think he makes $4.5 million a year, or at least has a cap hit around that. So they have a ton invested in him. Two, I just think that, like, you bring him in, or you bring in competition for Jake Elliott, right? First of all, that kicker you're bringing in is not as good as Jake Elliott. Let's just call it what it is. He's not as good. Maybe right now he could kick the ball better over like a 2 or 3 week span, but he's not the kicker that Jake Elliott is. So you're messing with Jake Elliott's head for, I think, frankly, no reason. And Jake Elliott has made a lot of big kicks for this team. Like, he just has.
But he has missed a lot of kicks this season, some of which were short.
Yeah. He has missed kicks this season, no question about it. He's not kicked up to his potential. But I still think that, you know, on Sunday, like, a 45, 50-yarder to win it, like, I'll take my shot on Jake Elliott versus the kickers that are available right now outside of him. But the interesting dynamic to this game from a kicking perspective is the Steelers kicker has been awesome this year. I think he's like 11 of 13 from 50 and above. He's made the most field goals in the league. He's attempted the most field goals in the league. And I think his percentage of 95% is the highest as well. So
who's their special teams coach, Elliot Shore Parks?
What? Who's the special teams coach?
Yeah, do you know his name?
I don't. I just know he chews a lot of gum on the sideline.
Danny Smith.
I love that guy.
Does everybody
that guy is
Danny
isn't the Cowboys guy, right?
Oh.
No, he was Eagles guy, and people lost their minds.
Oh, I forgot about him.
We're going back to John. Was he here with you? Not. It was 95. No. So yeah, no.
All I know is he's pretty fun to watch on the sidelines.
The epic chewing gum is, but he was not well liked here. But he's considered very well thought of now.
Well, it's kind of like Jonathan Gannon. He wasn't well thought of here. Now he has the Cardinals in playoffs.
That's a great point, Elliot.
The good news, Elliot, as I've told you, is that Embiid has moved ahead of Jonathan Gannon on my list.
That's one thing we can agree on.
There you go. So, Elliot, how does this thing play out? The Eagles get it done on Sunday.
Man, you know, this is one of the toughest games I can think of, like, having to predict in a while. Because if they were playing a bad team, I think they would smoke them this weekend. Being in the locker room, they seem loose. I think there was maybe a day or two of tension of, like, how's this going to play out? But I think everyone seems very happy with how it's going. The locker room's in a good place. So I'm not worried about them no-showing. Like, I think if it, like, I don't think that's going to happen. But the Steelers are really good, so I think it'll be a close game. Ultimately, I'll pick the Eagles to win because I think their defense at this point is so much better than the Steelers' offense that I think it'll be a low-scoring game. I'd probably take the Steelers plus five if I was betting it, but picking it, I'll pick the Eagles to win the game 23-20.
Well, there you go. Elliot Shore Parks, 94WIP, Eagles reporter. You can also catch him, Go Birds podcast, Go Birds radio, every Saturday, 1-3, alongside James Seltzer, of course. Elliot, thanks for hopping on, as always, man.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
So, Elliot's taking a close Eagles win, and it does feel like it's going to be a field goal game.
Yeah, that's scary.
It feels like it's going to be a really close one.
Yeah, the spread, he mentioned the plus five for the Steelers being underdogs. I mean, that was surprisingly large. I guess it's because George Pickens isn't playing, but
probably, yeah.
I think it's going to be a nail-biter, unfortunately.
That's a big break for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Huge.
I don't think it has to be a nail-biter.
They don't have great weapons offensively, but you think a blowout, John? You think the Eagles run away with this thing?
No, I just don't think it has to be a nail-biter. I think we can be comfortably up after three to where, you know, guys get pulled halfway through the fourth. It could be, you know, a 10-point lead halfway through the fourth.
Wow.
I mean, you're just a ray of positivity.
I do. I have faith that we're a better team than the Steelers. The Steelers are, man, they're good. But it's a solid good where we have our roster is so explosive and so talented. We're going to go score some big plays, some 70-plus yarders. I think we have something to prove this week. It really does feel like the perfect storm where they're going to go out and score early. I expect to see in that first 15 some plays to say, hey, look, we're okay, everyone. We can throw the ball. AJ and Jalen are good. We can get this done. I expect to feel secure in that knowledge when it's all said.
You know what play
Sunday
I think about often? I believe it was like the first game of 2022 when we had spent all offseason debating if Jalen Hurts, you know, was going to be the guy or not, and how the team was going to do, and he just threw a deep ball to. Oh my gosh, I'm having a brain freeze right now. Our third wide receiver, no
Quez
longer.
Wes
Watkins, and he actually caught it for once.
I think it was the last pass he ever caught.
Yes, but at the time, it was just like, and it was like very start of the game, and I feel like that set the tone for the offense for the rest of the way in 2022, and I've been waiting for a play like that since then, and we just really haven't seen it.
They haven't created any rhythm at all in the first half of a game. They have offensively, and it's so for such an explosive team, for such a talented team, it's going to have to happen at some point because there are chances to lose games early, especially as you get later and later. You get into the playoffs, you can lose games early. You can't necessarily win them early, but you can certainly lose them, and they have opportunities to score early in the game. They got to start showing some rhythm early.
I believe it's 17 points in the first quarter all year long. Like,
that's awful.
That's incredible. But a read on our Twitter poll question. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Enjoy the holidays in a quality, certified pre-owned vehicle from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Who wins on Sunday, Eagles or Steelers? 82% of the audience right now saying the Eagles win. So I guess John Ritchie's voting a lot on that poll this week.
82, yeah.
People share your sentiment.
I mean, I think the Eagles are going to win. I just think it's going to be a tight game.
Yeah.
And they need to do something successfully that they haven't been doing successfully lately to win.
Yeah.
And still faith.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be a close one. Most of us do. John thinks maybe the Eagles are pulling guys in the fourth quarter. That would be great.
That would be awesome.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Get back to the phones in a few minutes. But no Beat the Hammer today. Beat the Hammer would be sponsored by First Trust Bank, who encourages you to challenge your bank. So no Beat the Hammer today. But John Ritchie and I going head-to-head in some pop culture trivia.
Yes. James,
yes.
I believe Wechter cooked up a new intro for this, so let's hit it.
In an epic clash for pop culture supremacy.
It's time for...
I don't appreciate pop culture.
And I'm an idiot. I'm a total dum-dum.
Pop culture.
Trivia with Devin Caney.
On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I
well
love that.
Done, Joe.
Wow. Done. Incredible work, Wechter. All right. So here's how it's going to go down. We're not going to set a timer for this because it's just head to head. I'm going to ask you guys both the same questions at the same time. We have seven questions. Pretty quick. In my opinion, easy. Whoever answers first, you get a point. Ruben Amaro, you're going to be my scorekeeper here.
You trust me with this, huh?
Ooh,
yeah. With the numbers.
Big job here, Ruben.
Yeah. James holding it down back in the studio. Are we ready, fellas?
I'm ready.
John, I'm not feeling energy from you, so I really hope we pick it up as we get into this. But
I have no idea what to expect from this.
Pop culture trivia.
We just shout out the answer, and then
okay. If you know,
first person who yells it gets it.
I feel
if you're wrong, the other person gets a shot.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I feel so insecure in my knowledge of pop culture. Like, I can't imagine shouting something out. Like, I can't imagine shouting.
You're sitting right next to me, so you can just speak.
Yeah,
it
you can just say it. It's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So, Dev, are you the you're running the show here. Are
Dev's
you
running the show?
Are you deciding which one shouts it first? Because you never know.
No, that's you. That's your job as the school.
You're
that's
my job.
Okay. Oh,
yeah.
Buddy.
Yeah, that's
now
you.
Now I'm really in trouble. That's two things.
All right. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Got this. I believe in you.
We got it.
Question number one. Who was just named Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year?
Shohei Ohtani?
No.
That's incorrect. Even I know this one.
Patrick Mahomes.
Seriously.
Come on, guys.
Ruben and I both know this one.
Yeah, she's a woman.
Number two. This famous young actor.
Wait, we don't get to find out?
Yeah, you find out. I mean, you got it wrong. It's Caitlin Clark.
It's Caitlin Clark. I was going to say it at the end.
Oh, man.
That's fine. You can say it.
Answer. That's a bad one. She's better gotten that one.
What? Well, how did we miss that?
Not a good start.
Not bad a great start. All right. Question number two. This famous young actor recently shocked the sports world with his knowledge of college football on ESPN's College Game Day.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes. Boom.
Well
he
done.
Was great, by
Nicely
the way.
Done.
He was really good.
It was incredible. Yeah. His knowledge
TK
on
jumps
those
out.
Teams.
And he's playing Bob Dylan in the new movie. How about that?
We get some Ruben play-by-play here. I love it. All right. Question number three. Bills quarterback Josh Allen recently proposed to this Hollywood starlet.
Haley Steinfeld.
Well, I think that was John Ritchie.
That was John Ritchie.
Now, if I know before the question's over, can I jump in? Of course you can.
You know it.
Yeah. She sings one of the most popular Christmas songs of all time and was just
Mariah
announced.
Carey.
Boom.
Ooh, Richie.
Boom.
But, I mean, that's a speculative guess.
I was confident, though.
The question could have gone anywhere.
She was just announced to perform before Netflix's Christmas Day game, in case anyone was wondering the rest of the question. Wow. Number five. Who does Ariana Grande play in the movie adaptation of Wicked?
Glinda the Good Witch.
Boom. Yes.
That was so fast and so decisive.
We got a 2-2 tie. This is thrilling.
Question number six.
A lot more close than most Beat the Hammer competitions, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is the name of Kylie Kelsey's podcast?
Oh.
Neither of you?
I have no
idea.
It's not
going to
lie.
Kicking it with I was going to say kicking it with Kylie. I was trying to think of an alliterative term real quick.
It's actually a pretty good name. Maybe she should reconsider.
She should maybe not going to lie, and then in parentheses, kicking it with Kylie.
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Kylie,
it's all the marbles on this question, by the way. This is the last question. We have 2-2 tie. It's exciting.
Pressure. All right. Who is the halftime performer for Super Bowl 59?
Come on, guys.
Guys. Football.
Do you need a hint?
Yes, I need a hint.
He's been in the news.
Yeah, he had a public feud with Drake.
Oh, Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
Boom.
Okay. TK, the winner.
Congratulations, TK.
The disgust in Devin's voice when she's like, do you guys a hint?
Guys.
She's right. Yeah.
I love that. That was pretty good,
I sent the questions to James, and he was like, I mean, I would go 7 for 7. So.
Well, of course. I mean, James knows all this.
No, but you guys did well. You did well.
Yeah.
They did okay.
You really think
just
so?
Just okay.
Yeah.
Did solid.
She's just being nice.
I tried to keep them kind of sports related, like kind of pop culture and yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good.
The questions were great.
Yeah. Tom coming in hot with Glinda the Good Witch.
My kid, I have a 2- and 3-year-old at home, and they're obsessed with The Wizard of Oz now. So that's how I knew.
Really would have impressed me if you would have said Glinda.
I think I need to see that. The Wicked.
Yeah, you do.
It's a big hit.
It's very good.
Somehow I have not.
Have you seen it on Broadway?
No, I have no idea.
The movie is very, very good. You should see it.
It's a musical, though. I'm not into musicals.
What do you mean it's a musical, though? What does that mean?
Musical. I don't want to go with
it's a musical, though.
Well, no. So I don't like musicals, but I love Wicked. Like, it's a good musical.
I love musicals. Musicals are great.
I think musicals are kind of
big musical guy.
I wouldn't dub you as a big musical guy, James. Really?
Oh, I love him.
Oh, yeah.
Love him. Big time. Yep, my whole life.
Am I playing Joe DiCamera now?
I can start singing Guys and Dolls right now if you wanted me to.
Yeah,
do it.
When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll.
There you go. Well done.
We shut it down.
We got all sorts of show tunes. Like, we could do, do you know other stuff? Like Oklahoma? And Oklahoma every night, my honey.
And the waving wheat can sure smell sweet
when the wind comes right behind that.
That story with the fringe on top from Oklahoma?
I'm sorry, but Phantom is the best.
Are you gonna music? Ruben, that's a bad take, buddy.
James, while you're singing, can you sing Defying Gravity? Tearful.
I don't know Wicked. I'm excited to see Wicked. I know that song a little bit. I've heard it, but I don't know it.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, and that there's a high note in it that's just like impossible to hit. So we need to hear James hit it.
Well, is it Glenda that hits it?
No, it's Elphaba.
What
is that? Cynthia Erivo?
What's the name?
Yes, Elphaba. That's the Wicked Witch of the West real name.
I think that's really cool that we get to learn more about her. Like,
yeah,
I'm just sort of.
Why don't you go see the movie?
Then? I don't know. Because I think I just forgot.
Go see the musical.
It just came out.
My 6-year-old daughter is very excited for it, so I will be seeing the movie.
I can't wait to check it out. It really seems like something I want to.
I took my daughter to it. She's 22 years old. She was fired up. Sophia, it's all she does is sing all day long.
It's awesome.
Wicked tunes.
Your daughter and I have that in common.
It's insane.
I feel like I totally missed the Hamilton thing. The Hamilton thing.
Hamilton might be the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
I don't know why I missed that. And here I am once again with Wicked, missing it as it's passing.
You're not missing it. You can still see it.
That's the thing. I need to get on that train.
Yeah, go.
I believe in you.
Wow, it's here.
It just came out last week, John. You got some time.
Just take Alicia.
But I've done a bad job. I've done a bad job in the past.
Yeah, take Alicia and the daughters. Yeah. Come on.
I think it's a great idea. But I think this is a plan.
There you go.
I can't wait.
The excitement on John's face right now.
Did you just realize
you're allowed to go to the movies?
I love how there's thoughts on him. I can actually go buy a ticket and go to a movie theater.
The light bulb went right on. I see it right above
his head. This has been John Ritchie's life for a song. He's like, I can go to the movies? This is so exciting. I don't have to drive to volleyball tonight? Wow.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, guys, I still haven't accomplished this. Like, I still need to find a window.
John's not going to see Wicked, okay? This is all talk.
He'll see it when it comes out on VOD.
Well, there you go.
You
want to
play the clothes that Wechter put together?
Please.
Yes.
He took all the time, you know?
Make fun of pop culture.
Pop culture.
Trivia with Devin Caney.
On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I love it. And you know what? Congrats, TK. Both of you guys, though, did better than Joe DiCamera would have.
Oh, by far. By far.
I'm impressed.
But Joe surprises me with this
impressed.
Stuff, though. He usually does
Didn't
better than
get
I expected.
Zero the last time he did pop culture trivia? Yeah.
He would have gotten the first one. I guarantee he would have gotten the first one.
He might have. You're right.
Come on. Caitlin Clark, come on.
I think he would have gotten Glinda the Good Witch.
I don't.
Now, he's a big Wizard of Oz guy, but I don't think he knows anything about Wicked.
Agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good question, Steph.
What's the bad witch's name? Elphaba?
Elphaba.
Mm-hmm.
She's not
but apparently
bad.
She's good.
She's not bad. She's not bad.
Did I give it? It's complicated.
Okay. It's complicated.
Oh, I just spoiled Wicked for everybody.
Wicked is good.
Not that the play's been around for, what, 20
Wicked
years?
Wicked is good. People say Wicked like it's good. Oh, Wicked.
Well, I don't think that's the...
it's Wicked awesome.
Yeah.
It's a Boston thing.
We're not in Boston, John, so we don't use those terms.
No, you don't.
The new word now is sick. I hear it 50 times a day. Would you like dinner? Sick.
Yeah.
How was school today? Sick. I'm like, oh, my God. What does that mean?
Zoe has started saying bro. Or bra.
Oh, my God.
I'll say something and she'll just be like, bra. And I'll be like, who are you? What is happening right now?
I love that.
That's unbelievable. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Reminder, in about 5 minutes here, we'll be giving the final name for the Eagles-Steelers tickets. Now, three names given away earlier this week, past or present Eagles players. We will be giving the fourth away at 8 a.m., so make sure you're tuned in. First caller to the contest line, 215-988-1258. Will get Eagles tickets if you can name all four for the game on Sunday, Eagles Steelers.
And that is courtesy, of course, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And
you've heard me talk about my friends at PDQ POS and how their top-rated restaurant management system has helped thousands of companies in the restaurant, hospitality, bar, and casino businesses across the country. We've seen their operation. We did our show from their headquarters, and the people and the technology, it's just so impressive. If you're thinking of cutting your old point of sale, it's time to go all in and revolutionize your business with PDQ POS, the game changer in the world of POS solutions. Joe Flynn and his team at PDQ have been the industry leader for over 35 years for a reason. It's because they offer everything: mobile POS, self-service kiosks, enterprise reporting, contactless functionality, data and cybersecurity, and the best service and support in the industry. PDQ POS is the fastest, easiest, and most reliable POS available. Whether you have a single location restaurant or thousands of locations, they'll build a custom solution for your business. If you want the best, trust PDQ POS. Schedule your free demo and business consultation today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com.
Brought to you by Nass Cancellari, Eagles Steelers Sunday, 425 The Link. A.J. Brown, of course, highlighting the Eagles' passing issues this past week, albeit, of course, during their nine-game win streak. Per ESPN, Eagles averaged the fewest pass attempts in the NFL at 25.2. Only one team since 2000 has made the Super Bowl, averaging fewer than 26 pass attempts, and that would be the 2005 Steelers. Scott Laughton beat the Red Wings 4-1. Kidding, but not really, as Lorton scored all four of their goals, and he entered the game with just three goals this season. Diagnosed with mesothelioma? Call your local asbestos attorneys at Nass Cancellari, 215-546-8200, or visit nasscancellari.com. Weather brought to you by MHS Lift. Mix of clouds and sun, high 36. It's currently 28. If you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, or any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. Listen to every Eagles game on your streaming device. Just download the free Odyssey app or tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.
WIP Morning Show, Tom Kelly in for Joe Cameron today. John Ritchie, Rick Hughes, Devin Caney, Ruben Amaro Jr. all with you from the Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Atlantic City. Just heard Rhea in the update there. Scott Laughton, four goals last night for the Flyers?
He had three all season heading into the game.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty. Last night, a Flyer with four goals, John Clair.
There you go. Wow.
That's how long ago.
Wow. One of them was his 100th goal, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you...
He's 102 now, yeah.
John Clair? Going back 20-plus years,
John,
I guess, for John Clair, yeah.
Wow.
Early 2000s?
Yes. You thought by accident at some point.
Playing pretty good hockey.
That was before Ruben was the general manager of the Flyers. That's a real long time ago. Man, but a lot on the table today. Big segment coming up. Got Elliot Shore Parks coming up at 7:30. 7:45, no Beat the Hammer today, but a pop culture trivia contest between myself and John Ritchie. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. Well, it's a no Joe day, so as is tradition, we don't do Beat
better
the Hammer,
than a snow
but we
day.
Do like do a little... Better than a snow day, we like to do a little pop culture test for you guys, and this time we're keeping it in-house. We're doing Tom Kelly versus John Ritchie, who knows pop culture better. I made the questions easy, don't worry.
I feel you guys got this. I feel pretty good about my chances.
Oh, wow.
I'm not that
John Scott
like
talk.
Young kids. Like
he doesn't look like, very confident right
John
now.
Should be fine. He's got like young kids. They should have...
I have.
Yeah. I thought that was Joe, not John.
I have so John an subscription.
Wow,
oh, my bad. I was close.
I've done a poor job during football season, especially, of keeping up with my usses.
Okay.
I have a stack of usses that are unread.
Wow. So you didn't
And
even,
now I'm regretting that.
Yeah.
Because here we
this.
Are on the eve could've of
studied.
Pop Culture Beat the Hammer. I should have done myself a favor and actually perused them at some point.
Yeah, you should have.
Well, TK, I know, is a Swiftie, so he'll be good. He's covered.
Well, I figure you probably have a lot of Taylor Swift questions in there, Devin.
I thought you didn't like music,
we'll
Tom.
See.
Am I wrong
we'll
about
see.
That?
I like Taylor Swift, James.
So that's the only music
she's
you like.
One of my favorites.
Is that the only music you listen to?
I mean, relatable. If anyone saw my Spotify Wrapped, it was pretty much the same.
Okay.
Taylor Swift and nothing else.
There you go. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, obviously talking a lot about the Eagles today. Do you have faith that they are going to show up in this game on Sunday? It's a big one. I mean, from a standings perspective, of course. But all the stuff that happened this week, you know, critical that they come out and play well. And really the question is, do you have faith that they will?
And I have faith that the team as a whole will show up. I don't have faith that Jalen is going to play the kind of game he needs to play on Sunday. I just don't have faith.
Because you saw him have a bad game last Sunday?
Because we've seen him.
You think that means he'll continue down that path?
We've seen him throw the football all year. That's why.
We've seen him struggle throwing the football year. I think we saw him struggle throwing the ball last week, and now we're readjusting.
John, he had 108 yards last week, 118 the week before. He hasn't thrown 200.
Because we run the ball an awful lot. You don't accrue big passing numbers when you have a balanced offense and you don't need that big pass.
I have the question is, you know, his ability to do this, but I do have faith in him that he makes the adjustments that are necessary to get it done. That's where my fit.
And like,
I'm positive this week.
Saquon's great, but when you look at the offense as a whole, like, do you not think they're running the ball more because they have a lack of trust in Jalen to a degree?
I think that the defense dictates in many cases whether they run or whether they pass. That's a big part of all of this. That's the defense is what tells you what happens. I mean, you take the path of least resistance. That's our offense. And so I do think we are getting a little too hyper-focused on whether they run or pass like it's their choice. Jalen has told us repeatedly. Well, even this last week after the game, he told us it wasn't his decision whether it was a run or a pass. And that is something that we need to remember here.
Yeah.
It's an option offense if it's an RPO play.
And hey, I mean, sometimes the defense will dictate what you do offensively, but it's going to be a game where I think Jalen's going to need to throw the ball more. He's just going
to need
to win this game.
They need to have more success in the passing game, just in general, for us to feel better about it, I guess. I believe that when those players are open, he'll hit them. I think that it's going to look good. I think it's going to be reminding us how talented AJ and Devontae are on the outside when they get single covered, because that's what we're going to look for this week. This is a team, a Steelers team, who they will put guys on islands. They will say, okay, we're going to ask you to hold up in single man coverage, and it's going to be Jalen's job and Devontae's job and AJ's job to find those matchups and take advantage
of
it.
Jalen has to
one-on-one, drop it in. He's going to. I expect it. And this will be moot point when it's all said and done after the game.
Well, he better, because after the game, I mean, if he doesn't, I don't think A.J. Brown and a lot of the other guys are going to be all that happy if the passing game doesn't get corrected.
I see this as like a, if you don't use it, you'll lose it type of a situation. And, you know, we've been, you know, trying to get the Eagles to run the football. Now they're running the football, and now we're pissed off that they're not running the football. I just feel like it's an adjustment that's going to have to be made, and they haven't been throwing, and I think that's one of the reasons why he's not as confident. Jalen is not as confident throwing the ball downfield as he typically would be.
We'll get to the phones in a second here, but I wanted to get more into that with you, Ruben, because you look at a guy like A.J. Brown. Say you have a star player who isn't being featured the way he wants to, or doesn't feel involved to the degree that he feels he should be involved. How do you kind of handle that as somebody in a front office or on a coaching staff?
I think that the coaches have to handle themselves. I think it's something that's internal, and I think you just have to bring them together, just like in any other conflict. If you're not happy about things, and just bring them together to have a chat and discuss it. And I think that that is one of the things that Sirianni does pretty well. It seems like they've slowed that whole thing down. They've tried to make it not a thing, and I think that's the most important part. But listen, you know, wide receivers, like really good ones, they're all divas. I mean, this is something you have to sort of expect. Well, this is something that you sort of have to expect, and you just work around it. And I think Jalen's got the great outlook on this, because the bottom line is this. He's the leader of this team and has to be, and it's all about the wins. It's all about the W's. At the end of the day, yes, you want to make your teammates happy, but it's about W's, and that's what he's getting.
And AJ is barely a diva.
Yeah.
Barely a diva for a wide receiver. I played with Terrell. Terrell was unbelievable. We know that Terrell had a hard time reining it in when he got emotional. Mm-hmm. There are many instances. Look at Justin Jefferson. Justin Jefferson is flamboyant.
Look at Debo Samuel.
If he doesn't get the ball thrown his way, of course.
Debo Samuel looks like an Indian in her updates.
Debo's,
you know,
creating problems for the 49ers and then dropping balls.
Yeah, I don't find AJ to be a diva. I find him to be pointing something out that they need to fix.
I think AJ would be just as happy if Devontae Smith had over 100 receiving yards on Sunday.
I agree.
I think he genuinely just wants the passing game to get going. I know that there is always ego involved.
I think he also wants success. I believe they both.
I think we're trying to make, not where, but a lot of fans and media try to paint AJ as this TO level diva, and I don't think he's like that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think he cares about winning.
Yeah, and I think AJ, I mean, so far this year, I mean, it took until week 13. He's not accustomed to this lower level of production. I think he's done a good job of biting his tongue to this point this year, and honestly, I don't think the things that he said on Sunday were that egregious.
And my feeling on this is that if you have great players, then those are the players that should be involved. I mean, he should probably be more involved in the passing game. And, I mean, this is one of the best players in all of the NFL, and we should be utilizing them probably a little bit more, maybe a little bit more balanced. You'll probably see this week.
Agreed. Let's go to David in Drexel Hill. What's up, David?
Hey, I hate to say this, but you guys are being hoodwinked. AJ and Jalen are best friends. What do best friends do when they're working on a job? They don't want y'all to know we're best friends, but we all know it. So what do? They cause a little controversy so we can never say favoritism. Because let me ask Rhea this question, because she kept saying about the open
play. You're thinking way too hard.
No, let me say this, Rhea. Why come AJ and Jalen set a record together if it's a problem throwing to them? They set the record. Remember AJ scored, 125, 130 yards straight game. I can't remember if it was six or eight.
And six straight games last year. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Record. An NFL record they set.
What does that have to do with him not throwing in the ball when he was wide open last week?
Because I watched Patrick Mahomes and everybody do it.
I'm not talking. Okay, let me explain something to you. We are not talking about Patrick Mahomes. Okay? We are talking about Jalen Hurts.
We're talking about somebody missing a wide open player, and I'm saying everybody
several times not pulling the trigger, not missing him, not throwing it to him. That's the point.
Let
David.
Me ask you this:
David's point is Patrick Mahomes does that.
We're not talking about Patrick Mahomes.
But you're talking about our quarterback like he's bad.
No, I never said that he was bad. I said he's John. If you watch that game, he was not pulling the trigger.
And hey, that Rhea, happens.
I'm watching quarterbacks throw the ball at people's feet, and they wide open, nobody on them, and they throw the ball short.
Yep.
Let me ask you this real fast, Rhea, because I love you. I've been following you for a long time. Do you think that, remember when everybody was only screaming, all Jalen do is throw the ball to AJ? He got to start throwing to other people. He got to throw in the middle, or we can't win. He's only throwing to AJ.
Yeah.
It was no problem.
Sure.
Everybody was talking. He's going to throw the ball to him with no problem. And let me ask y'all this last question. With Saquon Barkley, when they decide, because Ruben is there.
TK, am I like losing my mind here?
No, you're not.
Okay.
David, what do you think about when you think about Pennsylvania?
Pennsylvania is the greatest thing that ever happened here. The Declaration of Independence.
Declaration of Independence. There you go. Appreciate the call, David.
That's a hard one to beat.
It is a hard one to beat.
Dropped a banger.
A massive answer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
That is a massive answer. But What the point I think David is missing.
He's not missing A.J. Brown. He's not throwing it to
right.
him. He had four targets last week.
And this has been a consistent problem this year. I mean, you look at that Baltimore game. A.J. had five catches for 66
yards. It's not a problem
much
when they're winning and they've won nine in a row,
They've won. No, they've won the games, but if they don't get A.J. Brown more involved.
They've won the games, and I think A.J. will be more involved this. If A.J.'s more involved this week, will you be okay with this, and will you stop being worried about our passing offense?
Yeah, once Jalen Hurts starts passing the ball better, I'll stop being worried about the passing offense.
Good, because I think it's about to happen. So
I hope it does.
I look forward to that.
But, John, do you think the passing offense has been good enough this year?
When we throw it, yes. When we hand the ball off, and when we're running the ball, the running game has been unbelievable. It's been the best in the NFL.
It has been.
The passing game, the numbers for our passing game are horrendous. The numbers for our passing game, if you want to look at 100 yards a game, that's not productive. But we don't need it to be productive. If we lose a game because we can't throw the ball, then I'll start to get worried. If we lose a game because Jalen can't complete a pass because he's worm burning it out to AJ every time, then I'll start to get worried. When they're still looking good when they connect, when they are open, when the defense dictates, when he sees AJ, and they will work through all of those snafus that we saw during the game. Every time he didn't throw that was reinforced hundreds of times this week with film and out on the practice field and in walkthroughs. I don't expect to see that much this week.
Well, I hope so, because they're going to need to throw it better. A.J. Brown, I think to keep him engaged, you're going to need more production. Now to help us break this all down, we bring on 94 WIP Eagles reporter Elliot Shore Parks. Elliot, what's going on, man?
What up? How you guys doing this morning?
Doing great, Elliot.
Good, Elliot. Well, obviously talking a lot about the Eagles Steelers, and you know, just to start here, how big a game do you think this is? Obviously, a lot of stuff this week. AJ's comments after the game. Brandon Graham on WIP Monday night. Everybody kind of diffused the situation Wednesday. But when we look ahead to this game, how important do you think this is for the Eagles?
Yeah, I think it's a must-win game. I think they have to go out on Sunday and win this game just because of everything off the field going on with this. If this whole controversy this week didn't happen, I wouldn't feel this way. You can go, you know, obviously with the Lions playing the Bills, this could be a big week to boost your chance at the one seed. But I just think if they go out on Sunday and the offense struggles, they don't pass the ball well, it's 7-3 Steelers at halftime and they're running off that field. We all know how ugly it is going to be, both from the fans and, let's be honest, maybe even in that locker room if the passing game is once again struggling. So I think it is a must-win game. If they pass the ball well, they'll absolutely win this game, no question in my mind. So I think it's a game where you have to go out and win it.
How worried are you about passing the ball well, Elliot? How worried are you that this team can get it together in time for the Steelers?
So I haven't been as worried about everybody else in the passing game. Even before all this controversy happened and I rewatched the game last week, Jalen didn't play great, no question about it. But, I think the overall this season, he's done a better job passing the ball than he's given credit for. Now, the issue is they're not playing like the Giants this weekend. They are playing a very good defense in Pittsburgh. So even with all of this not going on, there's a shot they could have gone out this weekend and struggled to move the ball. The Steelers have an awesome defensive line, which, of course, impacts the passing game. Their secondary is only okay. So if the Eagles give Hurts time, I think he should still be able to move the ball through the air. So I think they'll be good enough passing the ball, but the opponent also has to be taken into consideration here.
And what about Russ Wilson? I mean, we have had no ability to beat this quarterback, whether he's playing for the Steelers or anyone else, for the foreseeable past. I've never seen the Eagles beat Russell Wilson. What is he that good? Has he rediscovered something? What's going on with him looking like the old Russ again?
So he's definitely playing really well for Pittsburgh. 6-1 as a starter. I think he only has 3 turnover-worthy plays this year and close to 300 dropbacks. So he's taking care of the ball. Obviously, I think with that defense, you know, they needed a quarterback that would just take the thing, honestly, similar to Jalen a little bit, like just make big plays when they're there, but outside of that, take care of the ball. So he's definitely been effective for him. Now, the good news for the Eagles is it looks like George Pickens is not going to play. And if he's not going to play, that is like a massive blow to their skill players. They really don't have any great or even, frankly, like interesting receivers outside of George Pickens. So that's a big blow to that unit. They're 29th in the league this year running the ball. So they're not a team that can run on, that can lean on the run when they need to. So the loss of Pickens is a big one. So I agree with you, like Russell Wilson is playing good this year. But I think this game is on the Eagles' defense to go out and win it, because that Steelers offense is like very much there for the taking.
Elliot, obviously, the Eagles have become a running team. Like, that's their identity. They give the ball to Saquon. But with all the stuff that has gone on this week, AJ's comments, the passing game questions, do you think the Eagles need to make a concerted effort to throw the ball more, especially early, and especially getting the ball to A.J. Brown? Do you think that should be a major priority heading into Sunday?
Look, I don't think it would hurt if in the first drive or two, A.J. got a catch just to kind of maybe ease tension around the stadium, get him going. But no, I've never thought that the issue here was A.J. wasn't getting the ball enough. Because from my time being around A.J., I don't think that's the problem. Would he like the ball more? Yes, of course. But so would Devontae Smith. So would Dallas Goedert. So would Jahan Dotson. Like, all of them want the ball more. A.J.'s issue, in my opinion, has always been when they pass the ball and when the ball is supposed to go his way. Why isn't that happening? Last week, he could have had two touchdowns against the Panthers, right? So I don't think they need to change their game plan. I don't think they need to make sure A.J. gets 100 yards this week so he's happy. I just think when they throw it, they need to operate at a higher level. And I think that's really all A.J. is talking about.
And I have faith that it'll look better. I saw Jalen Carter was on the injured list with a shoulder this week, and that was terrifying to me. What's going on with him and any of the other guys that were banged up? How are we looking?
Well, I'm happy to be the one to get to calm you down, John, with this one, because he's good. He'll play. He was a full participant in practice yesterday, and they should have all their starters out there for Sunday. So they'll be healthy. Sidney Brown would be the one that I would keep an eye on heading into this weekend. But outside of that, they should be pretty much full strength against the Steelers.
That's wonderful. And what about our kicker situation? Is he full strength, or how's his mindset?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Jake Elliott situation one is almost one where I understand talking about it. I understand, like, ultimately, there's really nothing they can do. They just have to put him out there and hope he makes the kick. Like, they're not going to cut him. They're not going to bring in somebody else for competition. He's their guy. And so they just have to hope he makes the kick. Now, an interesting dynamic.
Why aren't they going to – you say that with relative certainty? Like, they're not going to bring anyone in to compete if it's during the season?
No.
Why do you say that with such certainty?
Because I think they've, A, invested a ton of money into Jake Elliott for a kicker, right? Like, his contract is pretty high up there for a kicker. I think he makes $4.5 million a year, or at least has a cap hit around that. So they have a ton invested in him. Two, I just think that, like, you bring him in, or you bring in competition for Jake Elliott, right? First of all, the kicker you're bringing in is not as good as Jake Elliott. Let's just call it what it is. He's not as good. Maybe right now he could kick the ball better over like a 2 or 3 week span, but he's not the kicker that Jake Elliott is. So you're messing with Jake Elliott's head for, I think, frankly, no reason. And Jake Elliott has made a lot of big kicks for this team. Like, he just has.
But he has missed a lot of kicks this season, some of which were short.
Yeah. He has missed kicks this season, no question about it. He's not kicked up to his potential. But I still think that, you know, on Sunday, like, a 45, 50-yarder to win it, like, I'll take my shot on Jake Elliott versus the kickers that are available right now outside of him. But the interesting dynamic to this game from a kicking perspective is, the Steelers kicker has been awesome this year. I think he's like 11 of 13 from 50 and above. He's made the most field goals in the league. He's attempted the most field goals in the league. And I think his percentage of 95% is the highest as well. So
who's their special teams coach, Elliot Shore Parks?
What? Who's their special teams coach?
Yeah, do you know his name?
I don't. I just know he chews a lot of gum on the sideline.
Danny Smith.
I love that
Does
guy.
Does everybody
that
remember
guy is
Danny
a,
isn't the Cowboys guy, right?
Oh.
No, he was Eagles guy, and people lost their minds.
Oh, I forgot about him.
We're going back to – John, was he here with you? Not, it was 95, so yeah, no.
All I know is he's pretty fun to watch on the sidelines.
The epic chewing gum is – but he was not well liked here, but he's considered a very well thought of now.
Well, it's kind of like Jonathan Gannon. He wasn't well thought of here. Now he has the Cardinals in playoff.
That's,
well,
that's a great point, Elliot.
The good news, Elliot, as I've told you, that Embiid has moved ahead of Jonathan Gannon on my list.
That's one thing we can agree on.
There you go. So, Elliot, how does this thing play out? The Eagles get it done on Sunday.
Man, you know, this is one of the toughest games I can think of, like, having to predict in a while. Because if they were playing a bad team, I think they would smoke them this weekend. Being in the locker room, they seem loose. I think there was maybe a day or two of tension of, like, how's this going to play out? But I think everyone seems very happy with how it's going. The locker room's in a good place. So I'm not worried about them no-showing. Like, I think I don't think that's going to happen. But the Steelers are really good. So I think it'll be a close game. Ultimately, I'll pick the Eagles to win because I think their defense at this point is so much better than the Steelers' offense that I think it'll be a low-scoring game. I'd probably take the Steelers +5 if I was betting it. But picking it, I'll pick the Eagles to win the game 23-20.
Well, there you go. Elliot Shore Parks, 94WIP Eagles reporter. You can also catch him, Go Birds podcast, Go Birds radio, every Saturday, 1-3, alongside James Seltzer, of course. Elliot, thanks for hopping on, as always, man.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys later.
So, Elliot's taking a close Eagles win, and it does feel like it's going to be a field goal game.
Yeah, that's scary.
It feels like it's going to be a really close one.
Yeah, the spread he mentioned, the +5 for the Steelers being underdogs, I mean, that was surprisingly large. I guess it's because George Pickens isn't playing, but
probably, yeah.
I think it's going to be a nail biter, unfortunately.
That's a big break for the Eagles.
Yeah.
Huge.
I don't think it has to be a nail biter.
They don't have great weapons offensively, but you think a blowout, John? You think the Eagles run away with this thing?
No, I just don't think it has to be a nail biter. I think we can be comfortably up after 3 to where, you know, guys get pulled halfway through the fourth. It could be, you know, a 10-point lead halfway through the fourth.
Wow.
I mean, you're just a ray of positivity.
I have faith that we're a better team than the Steelers. The Steelers are, man, they're good. But it's a solid good where we have our roster is so explosive and so talented. We're going to go score some big plays, some 70-plus yarders. I think we have something to prove this week. It really does feel like the perfect storm where they're going to go out and score early. I expect to see in that first 15 some plays to say, hey, look, we're okay, everyone. We can throw the ball. AJ and Jalen are good. We can get this done. I expect to feel secure in that knowledge when it's all said.
You know what play
Sunday
I think about often? I believe it was like the first game of 2022 when we had spent all offseason debating if Jalen Hurts, you know, was going to be the guy or not, and how the team was going to do. And he just threw a deep ball to, my gosh, I'm having a brain freeze right now. Our third wide receiver, no
Quez
longer.
Watkins.
Quez Watkins, and he actually caught it for once.
I think it was the last pass he ever caught.
Yes, but at the time, it was just like, and it was like very start of the game, and I feel like that set the tone for the offense for the rest of the way in 2022, and I've been waiting for a play like that since then, and we just really haven't seen it.
They haven't created any rhythm at all in the first half of a game. They have offensively, and it's so for such an explosive team, for such a talented team, it's going to have to happen at some point because there are chances to lose games early, especially as you get later and later, you get into the playoffs. You can lose games early. You can't necessarily win them early, but you can certainly lose them, and they have opportunities to score early in the game. They got to start showing some rhythm early.
I believe it's 17 points in the first quarter all year long. Like,
that's awful.
That's incredible. But a read on our Twitter poll question. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Enjoy the holidays in a quality, certified pre-owned vehicle from Armin Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. Who wins on Sunday, Eagles or Steelers? 82% of the audience right now saying the Eagles win. So I guess John Ritchie's voting a lot on that poll this week.
82, yeah.
People share your sentiment.
I think the Eagles are going to win. I just think it's going to be a tight game.
Yeah.
And they need to do something successfully that they haven't been doing successfully lately to win.
Yeah. And
still faith.
Yeah. And I think it's going to be a close one. Most of us do. John thinks maybe the Eagles are pulling guys in the fourth quarter. That would be great.
That would be awesome.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Get back to the phones in a few minutes, but no Beat the Hammer today. Beat the Hammer would be sponsored by First Trust Bank, who encourages you to challenge your bank. So no Beat the Hammer today, but John Ritchie and I going head-to-head in some pop culture trivia.
Yes. James, yes. I believe Wechter cooked up a new intro for this, so let's hit it.
In an epic clash for pop culture supremacy.
It's time for...
I don't appreciate pop culture.
And I'm an idiot. I'm a total dum-dum.
Pop culture.
Trivia with Devin Caney.
On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I
well
love that.
Done, Joe.
Wow.
Done.
Incredible work, Wechter. All right, so here's how it's going to go down. We're not going to set a timer for this because it's just head-to-head. I'm going to ask you guys both the same questions at the same time. We have seven questions. Pretty quick. In my opinion, easy. Whoever answers first, you get a point. Ruben Amaro, you're going to be my scorekeeper here.
You trust me with this, huh?
Ooh,
with
yeah.
the numbers.
Big job here, Ruben.
Yeah. James, James holding it down back in the studio. Are we ready, fellas?
I'm ready.
I think,
John, I'm not feeling the energy from you, so I really hope you know we pick it up as we get into this. But
I have no idea what to expect from this.
We just shout out
pop culture trivia.
We just shout out the answer, and then
okay. If you know,
first person who yells it gets it.
I feel
if you're wrong, the other person gets a shot.
Yeah. I can't imagine. I feel so insecure in my knowledge of pop culture. Like, I can't imagine shouting something out. Like, I can't imagine shouting.
You're sitting right next to me, so you can just speak.
Yeah, you can
just
say it. It's fine. Yeah. Okay.
So, Dev, are you the you're running the show here.
Dev's running the show.
Are you deciding which one shouts it first? Because you never know.
No, that's you. That's your job as the school. Oh,
that's my job.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, buddy.
Yeah, that's
now
you.
Now I'm really in trouble. That's two things.
All right. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Got this. I believe in you.
We got it.
Question number one. Who was just named Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year?
Shohei Ohtani?
No.
That is incorrect. Even I know this one.
Patrick Mahomes.
Seriously.
Come on, guys.
Ruben and I both know this one.
Yep. She's a woman.
Number two, this famous young actor.
Wait, we don't get to find out?
Yeah, you find out. I mean, you got it wrong. It's Caitlin Clark.
It's Caitlin Clark.
I was going to say it at the end.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's fine. You can say it.
That's a bad one. Just better pick that one.
What? Why? How did we miss that?
Not a good start.
Not a great start. All right. Question number two. This famous young actor recently shocked the sports world with his knowledge of college football on ESPN's College Game Day.
Timothy Chalamet.
Yes.
Boom.
Well
he
done.
Was great, by
Nicely
the way.
Done.
He was really good.
It was incredible. Yeah. His knowledge
TK jumps
teams.
Out.
And he's playing Bob Dylan in the new movie. How about that?
We get some Ruben play-by-play here. I love it. All right. Question number three. Bills quarterback Josh Allen recently proposed to this Hollywood starlet.
Haley Steinfeld.
Well, I think that was John Ritchie.
That was John Ritchie.
Now, if I know before the question's over,
can I jump in? Of course you can. You know it.
Yeah. She sings one of the most popular Christmas songs of all time and was just
Mariah
announced.
Carey.
Boom.
Ooh, Richie.
Wow. Boom.
But, I mean, that's a speculative guess.
I was confident, though.
The question could have gone anywhere.
She was just announced to perform before Netflix's Christmas Day game, in case anyone was wondering the rest of the question. Wow. Number five. Who does Ariana Grande play in the movie adaptation of Wicked?
Glinda the Good Witch.
Boom. Yes.
That was so fast and so decisive.
We got a 2-2 tie. This is thrilling.
Question number six.
A lot more close than most Beat the Hammer competitions, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is the name of Kylie Kelsey's podcast?
Oh.
Neither of you?
I have no idea.
It's not going to
lie.
Kicking it with I was going to say kicking it with Kylie. I was trying to think of an alliterative term real quick.
It's actually a pretty good name. Maybe she should reconsider. Number
actually,
seven.
She should maybe not going to lie and then in parentheses
kicking it with Kylie.
Yeah,
there you go. Perfect.
It's all the marbles on this question, by the way.
Ooh,
this is the last question. We got a 2-2 tie. It's exciting.
Pressure. All right. Who is the halftime performer for Super Bowl 59?
Come on, guys.
Guys. Football.
Do you need a hint?
Yes, I need a hint.
He's
been in the news.
Yeah, he had a public feud with Drake.
Oh, Kendrick Lamar.
Yes.
Boom. Okay.
TK, the winner.
The congratulations, TK.
The disgust in Devin's voice when she's like, do you guys need right. a hint? Guys.
She's right. Yeah.
I love that. That was pretty good.
I sent the questions to James, and he was like, I mean, I would go 7 for 7 in these. So. Yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, yeah. James knows all this.
No, but you guys did well. You did well.
Yeah,
they did okay.
You really think
just
so?
Just okay.
Yeah,
did solid.
She's just being nice.
I tried to keep them kind of sports related, like kind of pop culture, and yeah.
Yeah, I thought
the
it was pretty
questions
good.
Were great.
Yeah. Tom coming in hot with Glinda the Good Witch.
It was the answer.
My kid, I have a 2 and a 3 year old at home, and they're obsessed with the Wizard of Oz now. So that's how I knew.
Really would have impressed me if you would have said,
"I think I need to see that." The if wicked thing.
Yeah. Oh, you do.
It's a big hit.
It's very
somehow
good.
Somehow I have not.
Have you seen it on Broadway?
No. I have no idea.
The movie is very, very good. You should see it.
It's a musical, though. I'm not into musicals.
What do you mean it's a musical, though? What
does
that
mean? It's a musical. I don't want to go with it.
It's a musical, though?
Well, no. So I don't like musicals, but I love Wicked. Like, it's a good
I love musicals. Musicals are great.
I think musicals are kind of
big musical guy.
I wouldn't dub you as a big musical guy, James. Really?
Oh, I love him.
Oh, yeah.
Love him. Big all time. Right. Yep,
all
my
right.
whole life.
Am I playing Joe DiCamera now?
I can start singing Guys and Dolls right now if you wanted me to.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
do it.
Please,
shut
James,
it.
Go ahead, do it.
When you see a guy reach for stars in the sky, you can bet that he's doing it for some doll.
There you go. Well done.
Oh,
James. We shut it down.
We got all sorts of show tunes. Like, we could do... do you know other stuff like Oklahoma and
Oklahoma every night, my honey, down the plane, and the waving wheat can
it sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind that.
That story with the fringe on top from Oklahoma.
I'm sorry, but Phantom is the best.
Are you gonna music? Ruben, that's a bad take, buddy.
Wait, James, while you're singing, can you sing Defying
Tearful.
Gravity?
I don't know Wicked. I'm excited to see Wicked. I know that song a little bit. I've heard it, but I don't know it.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, and that there's a high song. Note in it that's just like impossible to hit. So
we
I
need
really
to hear James
hit
it.
Well,
is it Glenda that hits it?
No, it's Elphaba.
What?
Is that Cynthia Erivo?
What's the name?
Elphaba. That's the Wicked Witch of the West real name.
I think that's really cool that we get to learn more about her. Like,
yeah,
I'm just sort of.
Why don't you go see the movie?
I don't know. Because I think I just forgot.
Go see the musical.
Well, it just came out.
My 6-year-old daughter is very excited for it, so I will be seeing the movie.
I can't wait to check it out. It really seems like something I want to.
I took my daughter to it. She's 22 years old. She was fired up. All she does, Sophia, it's all she does is sing all day long.
It's awesome.
Wicked tunes.
Your daughter and I have that in common.
It's insane.
I feel like I totally missed the Hamilton thing. The Hamilton thing.
That's the best thing I've ever seen.
That's a real
miss.
That's a real miss.
Hamilton might be the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
And I don't know why I missed that. And here I am once again with Wicked, missing it as it's passing.
You're not missing it. You can still see it.
That's the thing. I need to get on that train.
Yeah, go.
I believe in
you, John.
It just came out last week, John. You got some time.
Just take Alicia.
But I've done a bad job. I've done a bad job in the past.
Yeah, take Alicia and the daughters. Come on.
I think it's a great idea. But I think this is a plan.
There you go.
I can't wait.
The excitement on John's face right now.
Did you just realize you're allowed to go to the movies?
I love how there's buzz on him.
Yes,
I can actually buy a ticket and go to a movie theater?
The light bulb went right on. I see it right above
his
head.
This has been John Ritchie's life for a song. He's like, I can go to the movies? This is so exciting. I don't have to drive to volleyball tonight? Wow.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, guys, I still haven't accomplished this. Like, I still need to find a window.
John's not going to see Wicked, okay? This is all
talk. He'll see it when it comes out.
I really want to see it
bad.
Well, there you go.
You want to play the clothes that Wector put together?
Please.
Yes.
It took all the time, you know?
Make fun of pop culture.
Pop culture.
Trivia with Devin Caney.
On Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I love it. And you know
job,
what? Congrats, TK. Both of you guys, though, did better than Joe DiCamera would have.
Oh, by
great point.
By far.
I'm impressed.
But Joe surprises me with this
impressed.
Stuff, though. He usually does
did
better than
get
I expected.
Zero the
do.
Last time he did pop culture trivia? Yeah.
He would have gotten the first one. I guarantee you he had gotten the first one.
He might have. You're right.
Come on. Caitlin Clark, come on.
I think he would have gotten Glinda the Good Witch.
I don't.
No
I think
way.
He would have gotten that one.
I don't.
Now, he's a big Wizard of Oz guy, but I don't think he knows anything about Wicked.
Agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good questions, Devin.
What's the bad witch's name?
Elphaba.
Elphaba. Mm-hmm.
She's not
But apparently
bad.
She's good.
She's not bad. She's not bad.
Oh, did I make
him a spoiler?
She's
the Wicked.
It's complicated, okay? It's complicated.
Oh, I just spoiled Wicked for everybody.
Wicked is good.
Not that the play's been around for, what, 20
Wicked
years?
Wicked is good. People say Wicked like it's good. Oh, Wicked.
Well, I don't think that's the...
Oh, it's Wicked awesome.
Yeah.
It's a Boston thing.
We're not in Boston, John, so we don't use those terms.
No, you don't.
The new word now is sick. I hear it 50 times a day. Would you like dinner? Sick.
Yeah.
How was school today? Sick. I'm like, oh, my God. What does that mean? My Zoe has started saying bro. Or bro.
Oh, my God.
I'll bruh. Say something and she'll just be bruh. Like, bruh. And I'll be like, who are you? What is happening right now?
I love that.
That's unbelievable. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Reminder, in about 5 minutes here, we'll be giving the final name for the Eagles-Steelers tickets. Now, three names given away earlier this week, past or present Eagles players. We will be giving the fourth away at 8 a.m., so make sure you're tuned in. First caller to the contest line, 215-988-1258, will get Eagles tickets if you can name all four for the game on Sunday, Eagles-Steelers.
And that is courtesy, of course, NovaCare Rehabilitation. The power of physical therapy. And
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.